Environmental groups are recognizing a chain of Southern Maine hardware stores today for its decision to sell only organic garden products. Eldridge Lumber and Hardware operates stores in Kittery, York, and Portland, and it no longer sells any pesticide or weed killer products containing synthetic chemicals. As Tom Porter reports, it's a trend advocates hope will catch on.
Eldridge Lumber and Hardware decided to make a change in its product line a while back.
We made a decision 2 years ago to go away from synthetic pesticides and fertilizers to a more organic approach.
Company president Scott Eldridge says that last year he stopped selling a class of insecticides known as neonicotinoids, which have come under scrutiny because of their impact on the environment. Among other things, they've been linked to a decline in the nation's honeybee population. And earlier this year, Eldridge stopped selling Roundup, a popular herbicide containing the chemical glyphosate, which the World Health Organization describes as probably carcinogenic. Industry groups reacted strongly to this assessment, however, accusing the study of cherry-picking its data. Nevertheless, these products are no longer to be found at Eldridge Lumber and Hardware, and Scott Eldridge says consumers seem to approve of the organic alternatives. Sales in the lawn and gardening department, he says, are up over 30% in the last year.
So I couldn't be happier as a businessman, as a person that's pursuing the organic approach.
Eldridge Lumber and Hardware is proof of what can be done with vision and forward thinking.
Brian Jordan is with the Organic Consumers Association, one of two nonprofits that gathered at Eldridge's York store Thursday morning to pay tribute to the company.
Here's the bottom line. They took on an approach that challenged conventional thinking about how lawn care is done and what products can and should be sold. And it works.
And Andy Jones of the New England-based Toxic Action Center says it's important to understand the scope of the issue.
We have over 40 million acres of turf grass growing in this country. So the practices that we use to take care of that grass, they're very important.
Jones says Eldridge Lumber is an example of a store that has moved to safer, healthier methods of lawn care.
And I want to see that happen all over the state.
He says several major retailers, including Lowe's and Walmart, have made commitments to move away from harmful pesticides, particularly neonicotinoids, but none of them has gone as far as Scott Eldridge. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.